It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 887.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on?
Tommy Jacket, welcome back.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
How are you feeling? How was your break?
Yeah, good. Just tucked into some porridge. Mm-hmm. Had a bit of a French press coffee. Not a French press. What are they called? Plunger coffee.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's French press, no?
Is it French press? Yeah. So, I'm feeling good. Up and about.
Great.
Back into it. I mean, it's really only two work days off.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't use social media from Friday. I made it a habit. I made it a rule that I wouldn't open Facebook or Instagram.
Great.
And from my phone or my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But God, you realize how much of a junkie you are when you're just like, you've blacked out and all of a sudden you've tapped on it and you're, what the, you know, like I literally found a moment where this should be fair game. I swipe up and I type in IN for my ING account when I want to check some cash. And I, just by habit, pressed and it went onto Instagram and I was like,
No.
So, yeah, I mean, that only happened once on the first day and then I think yesterday. But, yeah, it was good. I missed a few things, though.
Well,
missed a few things.
The Instagram, it reminds me, over the weekend I was noticing, I wonder if this is really specific, whether they do this on purpose, but when you switch different accounts, if you've got different accounts...
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed that it opens up different areas depending on what account it is. So, for instance, when I go to my Josh Jansen, I always end up landing in my DMs. But when I go to the Daily Talk Show, it goes into the feed. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's because I've got unread messages, but the Daily Talk Show had some too.
Is it strange? You reckon it's just random or they're setting it based on what
maybe
you
they
spend
know.
Most time in?
Maybe they know because, you know, like when you feel a little bit triggered on like if it goes into the feed straight, like, oh, fuck, that content or whatever. Like I feel like it is thinking about what I'm thinking about. Maybe
that's too scary. No. But maybe they have A/B tested and Josh Jansen will spend more time
if it goes into DMs first.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want the time in app.
So what did you do Thursday and Friday? Talk us through your day.
Thursday, it was just trying to unwind. You realize how I mean, it's the first time off the show in two and a bit years.
Mm-hmm.
The first real holiday I've taken, as you identified. I have 4 years annual leave accrued. But you realize how you're trying to optimize every minute. Like, usually in a day, you're like, okay, how much can I fucking cram into this bad boy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what can I get done? I need this done by this time. Then, you know, it's like you're trying to calendarize by time, you know, putting in times for everything. You just realize that when you don't need to do that, that becomes the challenge. So, the challenge before is like optimization. And what's the opposite of optimization? I think it's like you could see as like being lazy or you could see it as like careless. But then that takes as much effort.
Mm.
So, the opposite takes as much effort as it does to actually try and optimize. So, it's like trying to do sweet FA.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was Thursday. By Friday...
So, what did you do Thursday? Was it just sort of twiddling your thumbs, thinking about things?
Yeah. Went for a bit of a drive.
Walk. Did you walk?
Had a few coffees. Did a little walk. Didn't do much. Uh-huh. Friday, though, you know how I've been talking about needing to get a shed for our backyard?
Yeah.
Well, the shed is up. The shed has been done.
How is it?
The shed nearly broke us. Fucking hell.
What's the deal with the shed?
You think buying from a business called Easy Shed, you think it's going to be, you know, it's in the name.
Yeah, yeah.
My God. So, my old man came
round.
It's easy
for them. They just drop it off and let him deal with it.
No. You know, like life throws challenges and also life throws you 2200 millimeter sheeting of metal when they were meant to give you an 1800 millimeter sheeting of metal.
Sure.
So, they'd packed the wrong piece of metal for one of the sections, which was like, if
so
my
you're like,
dad
this
didn't...
wall doesn't fit. Why doesn't this wall fit? Is that what was happening?
Well, we laid it all out and we're like, okay, now they've clearly given us the wrong one. Clearly, like it's... back and forth. We had to end up using a grinder to fucking cut this piece of metal. I was trying to call Easy Shed, but I did it with my dad and my bro, and I said to my dad, mate, there's been a few family falling outs over those sheds. Yeah. I tell you what, yeah. Like, just think about doing flat pack with your family.
Yeah. No, it's not great.
That is testing times.
And so, how does it look now? Is it all?
It's
lasting?
Sick. Yeah. It's sick. We laid sleepers because our backyard's got a bit of a slope.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's full legit. My dad's at landscape. He's done more meter lengths of retaining walls than you have done steps in your life, mm-hmm. and me together. He's laid a few retaining walls. Anyway, it looks amazing, and we're putting it on. It gets to 4:50 p.m. and it's starting to rain, and the roof is going on. Mm-hmm. And it's but I tell you what, mate,
that was your day off. That was Friday.
I did. I approached it like I was exercising. Like, this is my exercise.
Mm-hmm. What time did you start it?
10 a.m. Oh. Finished at 5 p.m.
Oh, it's a full day.
I enjoyed it. Like, it's nice. I wasn't checking my social media. I was just like my dad and I just doing, you know, in the backyard. It's kind of, I quite kind of like it. It's like, it's almost, I mean, the meditation stuff I'm doing, it's like they're really trying to prevent the approach of this distinction between, formal meditation and then every other moment of your life. And it's trying to say that you don't need the formal practice for it to be meditation. So, you can take anything. And one of the cool things is like a bit of a habit is like transitioning between tasks. So, you get up from your computer to go to the toilet, or you get up computer to go to get a drink. It's like you use that moment to focus on the action or the movement, or just like have it as a trigger point to become a bit more mindful. And so I was trying to, like, in the moment, you know, just like it's very task focused. You're holding something. Sure, it was all just,
you can get into the zone.
Yeah, and there goes 8 hours.
Were you playing? Did your dad bring like a tradie speaker system so you could play Gold FM or something?
No, I actually got out. I mean, I've never done this before. I got out the speaker and I played Fleetwood Mac, thanks to the guy with the cranberry juice. Like, I'm just like, oh, mate, he's another
Dad
one.
Would
I
have
know
loved
this.
It. Was it?
Dad was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, the guy from Crowded House joined Fleetwood Mac. And so I was like,
great.
No, because that conversation started with, Dad, you're not a music guy, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. Beach Boys, Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles.
I mean, he's
great.
Just reeling off the cassette tapes that we'd play on family holidays when we'd drive in the car. But no, that was good. But I tell you what, mate, I've been fucked the last two days.
Just sore.
Just destroyed. I spoke to Mum last night. Dad went to bed at 6:30 last night. He's nearly 70, mate. I'm fucking 32, and that destroyed me. I was so tired the next couple of days.
And so it was. So have you spoken to Easy Shed?
I tried to call them on the day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy to get through.
Yeah, sure. So you had to do the grinding stuff. So was that the? Was most of the time trying to hack it to work?
Well, yeah. I mean, we needed new screw. Like, I'm just thankful my dad has tools and he's capable. Because if you and I couldn't do it. I wouldn't even try.
Wouldn't try.
You and I, it would blow us apart.
Yeah.
It would be boxing.
Yeah.
Like kangaroos in the backyard by the end of it. But I mean, at that point, do you actually contact? What do I want from them? I've got photos. I want to. I just want someone to say, well done. Yeah. That's all I want.
What's going in the shed?
We've already loaded it up. Bodie's bikes, like old baby clothes, just shit that's it. Like, our house doesn't have a heap of storage for stuff that would suit a garage. And so now we've just got like Christmas tree holder, you know, like what else is in there? Just there'll be a mower in there at some point.
Did it feel like the labor that you put into it, the items that are going in, does it feel worth it?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have. We needed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And the owners paid half.
Yeah.
Half of the shed costs.
So. Oh, great.
But I mean, I think Easy Shed should pay the other half, to be honest.
They should. Does it look okay? Would you know that there was a mod job? Was there any mod? Like, did it look like?
It was completely fine.
Like, what color is it?
Just sort of we thought it was going to be another color too. That's a contentious point, okay. Amy. It's called mist green, and it really blends into the aesthetic of the backyard, the grass, the fencing.
Are you hoping for a forest green?
We were wanting a darker one, more like a gunmetal grey almost, but this is way better.
Okay,
good. This is way better. But I just found, like, that is a time. It's like, speaking of the meditation stuff, it's like, you could easily, I was on the phone and then it hung up on me. I'm like, this is not worth it. Yeah. Let's keep pushing.
Well, my parents, they're building a house at the moment, Phillip Island, and they had a... their garage door, wrong colour.
Oh no!
Yeah. And the front door also wrong colour. But the front door looks good. But I was FaceTiming Daddy. He said, we're going to make him change it anyway, just for the. I was like, surely, just if it looks good. If it looks good, just let it go. Oh. He's like, nah, they fucked it. They fucked the garage. They fucked the door. They've got to fix it.
Well, I mean, it's interchange. His name with yours, and that sounds like it would be what you're doing. No, but you're right. I think it's, if it does look good, a discount at least.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think that he wants to set the precedent that this needs to be changed, and then he'll work it out. You know, like, I think they'll keep the door. The door looks nice.
Yeah,
this seems to be a common thing. Friends were building a house. And the architect showed what the color of the roof was going to look like, and it was a completely different color. Like, it looked like a dark gray, and then anyway, the roof ended up being this super light gray. And so they were obviously, like, they were going for this whole sort of, it was in sort of regional Victoria, and it was sort of meant to blend in with the landscape, and like, it fucking stands out.
Yeah.
And it was going to cost like 30 grand or something to replace it. And so then the people who did the roof, they painted, they said, oh, we can just paint it. And they started to fucking flake. And so then it's not good.
Like, I feel for these, like, if they're small business, like, it can be the difference of making anything.
Yeah,
and not. My brother lived. They lived in a mansion in Flinders, and so it wasn't theirs. They rented it for a year, and they had three other couples go in on it, and they lived down in Flinders, which was amazing. So we used to go down there, and it was this beautiful property, old like manor mansion. They ended up selling it later on, the people who owned it, and this really rich guy bought it and renovated the whole thing. And my bro told me, as we're doing this project, he said, remember the mansion? Remember that huge driveway? Like, I'm talking probably 50 meters of road, like, you're sort of winding down, and then they concreted the whole thing, and it was the wrong color.
Oh, no. Yeah, this and is so, like a very common thing, isn't it?
The guy kept it. The guy was like, fuck it, too much.
Well, that's the whole thing. If I'm the guy that if I get something wrong in an order, like if a restaurant brings an item, I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I'm the guy who I don't like modifications in any way regarding food. So I'll eat it as is, but I don't add things to. Like, so Bree's been, if we get hot chips, she'll just use our tomato sauce. From home. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Hang on.
Because Bree's never happy with it. They're always stingy.
Right?
Yeah, we're eating at home, but we're Uber eating hot chips. Yeah. And then, I mean, I'm more of an aioli guy anyway. But,
my mate used to carry his own. This is different sort different of level. Attribute. He was a tight ass. Yeah. He would bring a tomato sauce, like a full tomato sauce with him.
In his bag or something.
In the car, in the bag, and just fucking...
Yeah, I mean, it's it makes sense in some ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny how you can fill your time very quickly. Like I've even noticed that my obsession with getting CNN streaming, Dr. K had mentioned Pluto TV, and then I discovered that Pluto TV was only showing me sort of highlight bits. It wasn't showing me the actual stream. And so then I've been going down this rabbit hole of YouTube TV and getting in, and so you can VPN. So I've got like YouTube TV from the States. Yeah. I'm using a VPN, but then it doesn't work even with like a smart DNS, which is what you use if you want the US Netflix on Apple TV. It won't work. And so, but Bree and I spent hours the last 2 days with the news on, watching all of the politics, switching between Fox News and CNN. It's so interesting. Well,
I think you outlined this when you were not using social media, you end up watching more news. Because that was like, on your phone, what do? You'd go to a news site because you want to feel connected. It is like it's almost a similar connection to the social media stuff. And so I was looking at a bunch of news sites and then I was like, this is pointless. But there is a lot happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like the US stuff, like Victoria specifically. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, are you any smarter?
It's very much like that sort of, it is the social media of news, sort of like 24-hour news thing.
Yeah.
But
One thing I did, a bit of a rabbit hole I went down, was tunnels of New York. I went down, there was, just some sort of photographer, video people, like, sneaking into the subway. Going
to the train station, like to the last one that they normally skip or whatever.
Yeah, the abandoned, it's not, I mean, it never gets used, but it's interesting facts of like it's built with this curvature that like is, they would never do it again based on trains have to go so slow and it screeches through. But like the beautiful tiles that are used, it looks like a set of a film. But then there's other ones like water tunnels under New York, and then there's the people that live in the train tunnel system under New York. It's like, and you see some of the comments where here during COVID, hope everyone's all right. It's like some of these people lived in these tunnels for 28 years. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. It's very interesting to think that like there's something a bit sort of old worldy about it. Like you can start to imagine. Yeah. Like there's a film that I'll recommend. It's called American Movie. It's on, you can buy it on YouTube. It's like $3.95 or something. Mm. But it's from the 90s and it's about a guy wanting to make a feature film and they follow his whole, it's in like Wisconsin, I think. Yeah. And anyway. It's so good because it like all the old fashion, like just like the 90s, like every single thing that they wore would be like hot right now. Just like the big letters, like the big sort of like the NBA fashion. It reminded me a little bit of The Last Dance. But American Movie, if you're a filmmaker, if you like behind the scenes stuff, it's a guy who's just like trying all he can. He spends years trying to make a film. And the documentary is better than the actual film he's making. It's pretty funny.
When did it get... It was made in the 90s, was it?
Yeah, it was released. I think it was released in 1998, maybe. American Movie. But I couldn't see... Like, I remember watching it years ago. It came out in 1999.
Mm.
And... If you're into filmmaking or 90s culture, you'll like it a lot.
How was your weekend? What did you do? Get out and about?
What did I do? Friday, first time I've ever done this, drank in the park.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. And it was dark.
It was good weather?
It was shit weather. It was pissing down with rain. And so Bree and I walked there. So we walked to that 200-meter bit where Sevs and Grace, like it overlaps. Great. And we had, what was it called? Gordon's gin in a can. Oh, yeah. Cans.
Oh, cans, yeah.
It was great. We had.
It's quite sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, like lemon flavor, I think. But they were delicious. But then we ordered Uber Eats to the park, which is awesome. It's like the local chicken shop. We ordered McFlurries afterwards to the park. It was so good. We're the only one. So there was one other family or whatever behind us, and they ended up leaving. So it was just us, but we also had our baseball gear. And so we were like a bit pissed. We ended up like we Ubered home, but we were a bit pissed. And we like just like playing. Like I reckon I improved my baseball, like being a little bit tipsy. So that was fun. It reminded me of, it was something that I didn't do. I didn't drink when I was a kid. And so the drinking in the park thing feels like a real experience.
Well, I think it's now that the whoever hasn't done it in the past is going to have to start doing it in the future, because I think that's looking like social occasions from here on out.
Yeah. What's the first – what have you worked out that you can do with the changes coming into effect? Have you worked out anything?
Oh, I can go to my parents' place, which is good, which is
like – my parents' 25.5, I reckon, or 26 Ks.
Here's the thing – my parents' place, you have to drive over 25 Ks to get there.
It's just a straight line. If you just do the radius thing,
And so I reckon there'll be a bunch of people just typing in an address and going, it's further away than it is. It's like, no, you've got to look at that radius. You've got to look at that mark. And so I can get well beyond my parents' place. That'll be nice for Bodhi. Can go, you know, can fucking party at my parents' joint.
It'll be interesting to see what people do with the rules, because even as the guy who follows every single rule, I don't even know what the rules are now. I didn't know if I was able to be at the park. Yeah. It's just like there's a point where it's just like, okay, I'm just going to use my common sense here. I don't see anyone else. We're wearing a mask. But you see when you get a bit tipsy, the mask comes off and you get a bit dumb.
You can drive to, you know, Karen from Brighton can finally go back to the tan and walk the tan.
Oh, great.
Because you can drive further and do exercise. There's no limit to how long you can be out now.
And then from November 1, you can be out for any reason? Is that the idea?
Beyond the four reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, which would think that officers could go back, COVID safe, like small teams.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, because this is the thing. We're trying to work out, because the business bodies of Victoria are coming out saying, there's no fucking information here. And I'm just trying to sort of break the Da Vinci Code of Dan Andrews. I mean, one thing for sure is Dan's getting a haircut today because haircuts are back and he needs one, and I do too.
My hair's a little bit crazy. I had to shave my neck beard because it was just getting a little bit out of control. But I think we can just say I'm excited. So one thing, if you watch CNN, if you watch all of this stuff, it gives you a bit of perspective around how bad it's getting overseas. So you look at I think even Dan Andrews didn't even really talk about it that much, which I get, because you don't, when you're wanting information about Victoria, you don't want to spend the time saying how fucked it is other places. But the thing is that Europe...
I'd like an Italy update though.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, it's like they are in a world of pain in regards to what's about to happen in regards to lockdowns, and it's going to be way, way, way more severe. And so it's just like this, it's not ideal. I know that like people have lost their jobs, businesses aren't able to operate, all of this stuff, but this is the best version of a bad situation. That's how I feel. And so you look at when you watch the CNN stuff and you see how many cases, like in the tens of thousands of cases every single day, it's like, okay, well, how do you come back from that? What is that going to take? And then in the States, how crazy is this? So their airflow is important, and so they're encouraging schools, or some schools are, even in winter, as we sort of approach winter, they're in fall at the moment, but in winter, actually having the windows open and giving kids like blankets because apparently the virus spreads a lot when it's indoors, when you're sort of breathing the same air and all that sort of thing. But then this is the worst bit of it all. A lot of schools have put a huge amount of investment in anti-gun stuff around, like, school shootings. And so they don't even have access to the windows, like, to be able to open them up. And schools won't even – they don't want to do outside learning because they've spent the last few years – building out their security and having all of these protocols in case, like, it's a bit messy.
Jeez.
And so that's why you watch the news, you know?
to really feel good about the human existence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just thinking over the last couple of days, you know, we were in LA only a year ago or almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. But then I was even thinking about, you know, the start of this year, just before. And I was like, I wish... This is always the case. You always, like, I wish I had more perspective in the time. Mm-hmm. If you were knowing what was about to happen, you'd be more. You never would have felt better about having, you know, a sweaty bloke in your ear at a nightclub just yelling at you. Just, mate, how are you?
Yeah.
Good to see you. I haven't seen you since high school. Just, but you had no worry of catching something, or even, like, that thought wasn't in our mind. And I think about young Bodhi, and I'm like, this kid has, you know, like, there was a time for him before, but now he's just, this is all he knows. So when he grows up, what he'll be looking back, and I mean, I hope that it does get to a distant memory in the future where we're just like, remember that weird time?
Yeah.
You've lost a bunch of the real sort of feelings that were attached to it. You've got, you know, some more sort of, like, you know, you've got a better lens on the past than it felt in the time.
Well, I was speaking to Gronk Glynn in Florida, who comes to Australia for Oz
Open. The Daily Talk Show events. Yeah,
exactly. And the Oz Open, things like that. But he was like, oh, we think, like, it will be happening, but I can't imagine internationals being able to come to Melbourne for an event like Oz Open in January with everything that we've been through. Like, think about the rate of infection overseas. We couldn't afford to open it up.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did it without like the most minimal people.
They did the US Open. But the athletes are getting sick. Like, who's the big? Was it soccer
Cristiano
player or something?
Ronaldo? Yeah.
Who's he? Soccer player.
Ronaldo. Yeah.
Okay. He got it.
Biggest soccer player in the world. Yeah, he got it recently.
He's not that big because I think David Beckham's bigger. Because I know about that. I don't know about Ronaldo.
As a name, actually, I reckon there'll be young fans. Actually, no. If you're a soccer fan, you'd know David Beckham. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Ronaldo. If you're a young kid, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. You could have said that he's an F1 and I would have believed it. Seriously.
Yeah.
And so, who does he play for?
Barcelona, was it?
Well, so the fact that you don't know straight away tells me that he's not as
good. But I don't follow the major league. I don't follow that. Like, he's in a European league. He's in a European league. Mm-hmm. Mate, I'm only the Veneto club and whatever happens there. No, I don't follow it. I don't follow that. But I just know he's a superstar and he's a, you know, good looking bloke.
Well, that's
who has
know.
A lot of money and great cars.
Air fryers. Been thinking about them a lot. Hamish talked about them on the show.
I saw a little photo of them. Can you get one? Because I've thought about them in the past.
Well, that's what a few people have said. That can you get it and tell me what you think?
Can we get a show air fryer?
Yeah, but where are we going to keep it?
At the office.
Yeah, no, I feel
I
like
could
it's
stink out the office.
Yeah.
No, that's going to stink it out in my shed. I'll run a cord to the shed, and we can turn it on
yeah,
in there.
Just cook your drugs in there. But I don't know. I'm torn because it will take up a bunch of space. The fact that it's easier to clean, that excites me, but then I just worry. I've mentioned this that I worry that I won't be eating healthy food. that I would just, it would just be too easy to eat chicken tenders. Gronk Shannon, she said, oh, you can do roast veggies and like you can do veggies and things like that. But yeah. Then I asked, as when people are saying, yeah, I love it, I said, oh, what do you cook? And, you know, Cam Shand was saying, oh, I cook chicken tenders. And so I feel like there is that risk in me just cooking up a lot of chicken tenders, too many.
Just, yeah, I'd like to see. I mean, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. The technology's gone, it's very, you know, it's very far and they've probably refined it. But in my mind, I was like, how can you cook a chicken tender in a fucking air fryer?
Well, I want to get a Traeger grill. So I started following Traeger grills on, they've got like their own Australian account. Yes. Trev's got one at the moment. He's doing a review of a Traeger grill. So I'm tempted. Like, I think that I'm more leaning towards a Traeger grill than an air fryer at the moment. But it's funny with the US TV watching all of the ads. All the thing that they are way better at selling shit. Like when you watch the ads, they have. I nearly bought this $200 nasal douche. So it's like an electric. It's electric, and because Brie has like sinus thing, like she works up like, I've got fucking pressure, like in her nose, or her ears, like she sort of feels it in her ears. And so she needs to blow her nose or whatever. And she got like a manual nasal douche. And there's this nasal douche. I forgot the brand. But
nasal douche one more time.
Nasal douche. But you put it to your nostrils and then it like electric, like sort of like really strong water jets through your nose. Like does a bit of a, like in through one nostril, out the other.
Yeah.
But the ads... They're just very compelling, but they do that with their medical stuff. They do, the ad goes longer. Like, there's more information on the side effects than the actual medication.
Oh, yeah, they have to. That's their disclaimer. Mm-hmm. But then they can push heavier drugs through advertising with the caveat at the end, you may die. But do you think that the ads are better? Purely because they're an American accent and you're watching them. Like, think about, you're not going to watch Australian ads. Mm-hmm. You'd be so pissed off if somehow you're on watching a TV and there's, you know, you'd be offended.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking asshole trying to sell me something. But there's something, it almost feels like you're watching a movie seeing an American ad.
Like, Australia doesn't do fake testimonials, but they do fake testimonials so well. It's like, like the other product was, like skin ticks or skin tags,
ticks, yep.
tags.
There's
like a liquid. Like this guy was saying, oh yeah, the doctor wanted to charge me $65 for every tag, but he got this liquid like to freeze it off. But there was this liquid where you could just rub it on and they disappear. I thought that was a cool product. And then there was another one where it was a iPhone holder in a cup, and they were talking about like a cup holder, so like in your car, so where the cup holder goes, that's where the phone holder is. And they and I was like, I don't need this, like it's a terrible spot, right? Like you're looking down. But then they were showing the other cup holder products where they give you five different cup holder sizes and you have to pick the one that fits the cup holder, whereas this, you twirl a knob and it expands to the cup holder. So that was another great. Good one. Another one was a walking stick, and it had like four at the bottom, four little suction cups, so it can stand on its own. And it was it was like really quick. Yeah, I just
they
feel
call
like,
it the octopus.
yeah, it had that vibe. But no, I feel I was tempted to buy a lot more things. And so I wonder what we can learn from the US when it comes to selling.
Yeah, let's set up a site, faketestimonials.com, and we'll get anyone to flog your product. And
well, Fiverr. Fiverr already, like you can see, people will do that on Fiverr. I'll like
you can create get a doctor. Testimonial.
Yeah. And they'll wear a doctor's coat and stuff.
That's an extra five.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stethoscope is an extra five.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Just to clarify, Karen from Brighton, supposedly she's moved to Queensland, so she'd be walking down the, you know, down the beach. George Martin says that Ronaldo plays for Juventus. Juventus? Fuck, I was never going to get that. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Great.
That's about
Well, if you like the show, share it on social media. Share it on Instagram. Tag us up.
Yeah.
Leave us a review if you're that way inclined. If you've got something positive to say. Yeah. It was a, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, actually, that she was giving away a free meditation if you gave a 5-star review and emailed her.
Cute.
What could, like, we should give something away for free, but let's not worry about it. Yeah. Free. Will you record a meditation? No. We've got enough stuff going on. All right. thanks, everyone. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you, guys.